Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it.
It's Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. Welcome to Day 1373. Donald Trump's longest-serving chief of staff warned that he meets the definition of a fascist and once said that he wanted the kind of generals Hitler had. John Kelly said Trump is certainly an authoritarian and admires people who are dictators, adding that Trump commented more than once that, you know, Hitler did some good things too. Trump also asked Kelly, why can't you be like the German generals? Kelly then explained to Trump that German generals tried to kill Hitler three times and almost pulled it off, but Trump responded, no, they were totally loyal to him. Additionally, according to two people who heard a private conversation at the White House, Trump once said, I need the kind of generals that Hitler had, people who were totally loyal to him, that follow orders. Mark Esper, who served as Secretary of Defense under Trump, backed Kelly's remarks, saying it's hard to say that he doesn't meet the definition of a fascist when you kind of look at those terms, but he certainly has those inclinations, and I think it's something we should be wary about. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris called Trump increasingly unhinged and unstable, warning that in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions. She added, those who once tried to stop him from pursuing his worst impulses would no longer be there, and no longer be there to rein him in. She said that Trump wants unchecked power, saying the question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want? Moving on, the Justice Department warned Elon Musk that his $1 million sweepstakes giveaway to register voters in swing states may violate federal law. It's unclear, however, whether the DOJ has determined that the giveaway is outright illegal. And finally, a federal judge ordered Rudy Giuliani to turn over most of his possessions, including cash, jewelry, and his New York apartment, as part of the $148 million defamation judgment he owes to two former Georgia election workers. Giuliani has 7 days to turn over his possessions to a receivership controlled by Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. Once the transfers are made, the two election workers can begin selling the assets. The judge also said that the two could sue Trump for the $2 million that he owes Giuliani in unpaid legal bills.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.